The province has announced $6 million in funding for 17 agri-food projects in Northern Ontario. Funding comes from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund and will help create jobs, expand business operations, improve crop yields, and stimulate economic development and diversification across the North. Agriculture producers and food processors are increasingly looking to Northern Ontario as a region of opportunity and fertility, said Northern Development Minister Greg Rickford said in a November 6 news release. Today's investment demonstrates our government's commitment to growing and developing the northern agri-food sector. The following projects are receiving NOHFC funding. $1 million for Northern Ontario Farm Innovation Alliance to administer a tile drainage installation project within the districts of Timiskaming and Cochrane, benefiting a consortium of 17 producers. $979,175 for Northeast Community Network to administer a tile drainage installation project within the district of Cochrane, benefiting a consortium of 7 producers. $972,600 for West Nipissing East Sudbury Agricultural Support Projects Inc. to administer a tile drainage installation project within the districts of Parry Sound, Nipissing, Timiskaming, Cochrane and Sudbury, benefiting a consortium of 17 producers. $606,000 for West Nipissing East Sudbury Agricultural Support Projects Inc. to administer a tile drainage installation project within the districts of Parry Sound, Nipissing, Timiskaming, Cochrane and Sudbury, benefiting a consortium of 13 producers. $535,989 for Claybrook Holsteins Inc., a dairy farm in Thornlow, to build a barn, renovate an existing barn and purchase equipment. $431,738 for West Nipissing East Sudbury Agricultural Support Projects Inc. to administer a tile drainage installation project within the districts of Parry Sound, Nipissing, Timiskaming, Cochrane and Sudbury, benefiting a consortium of 12 producers. $309,086 for Sutom Holsteins Inc., a dairy farm in Englehart, to renovate a barn and purchase equipment. $299,192 for Anico Pasta Artigianale, a producer of handmade artisanal pasta in Sudbury, to renovate its facility and purchase equipment. $200,000 for Peter Struke to establish a grain drying and storage business in Cochrane, as well as $59,139 to update the facility and purchase equipment. $191,720 for Truly Northern Inc. to establish a lettuce and herbs hydroponic farm in Opasadika. $187,208 for Inglis Farm Drainage Inc. to establish a tile drainage business in Earlton. $143,392 for Firm Levele et Fils Limited, a dairy farm in Earlton, to purchase equipment and build a barn and manure room. $110,000 for JLT Enterprises to establish a grain handling, conditioning and shipping facility in Des Barrettes. $51,923 for the Honey Suite, a produce farm in Mattawa, to build a greenhouse and purchase equipment. $8,190 for Boreal Naturals Inc., an organic berries business in Warren, to purchase equipment. $4,960 for Daniel Hammond, who operates a hayfeed business in Hogays, to purchase a bale wrapper. Rickford announced the funding during the Royal Agricultural Winter Fair, which runs November 4-13 in Toronto.